Praised be Jesus and Mary. In the first reading today, St. John tells us that we are to walk according to the commandments of the Lord. He tells us that we know if we're doing this by keeping his word. And keeping his word means to walk just the exact same way that our Lord walked, to follow in the same path, to live the same life. This is exactly what each and every one of us is called to do by virtue of our baptism. You know, this is also the greatest challenge of our lives, because for the most part we like to walk the way that we want to walk. You know, we don't want anyone telling us what to do. You know, we can be pretty stubborn and testy, you know, when it comes to actually having to do what God or our parents or superiors or anyone else for that matter, you know, really wants us to do, which is really sad because, you know, as St. John tells us, the way that we can know we are in union with Jesus is to walk just as he walked. He tells us that this is the way that we know that we abide in him. What more would we want than to have union with Jesus Christ? You know, our Lord himself has told us that we're to remain in him, to abide in him. And how do we know that we're doing that? Well, it's not simply by giving him lip service and saying, I love you, Lord. It's not by coming to Mass every day and then going out and living like a pagan, you know, the rest of the time. Rather, it's to walk in the footsteps of our Lord himself. Now the question is, you know, why are we so afraid of that? Well, number one, we know where his footsteps walked, you know, right up the hill of Calvary. Most of us are afraid of that. Even worse, however, most of us are afraid of being rejected and being ridiculed, just as he was. You know, is it not interesting, you know, that our Lord says in the Beatitudes that we are blessed when people reject us and ridicule us and slander us and do all these things that most of us are afraid of? You know, we're not willing to walk according to the way of Christ because we're afraid that the same thing that happened to him is going to happen to us. And guess what? It will. So the choice is entirely ours. You know, are we going to follow the way of Christ or not? We know the cost. You know, we're going to have to take up our cross and follow him. We're going to be rejected and hated. And it has to happen this way, otherwise we get caught up in ourselves and not him. Of course, we need to have the right disposition. You know, Simeon had that. He sought union with Christ, and when he found him, he said, "Lord, now you can dismiss your servant in peace." You know, how many of us can say that? That we have found union with Christ and that we're ready to go to heaven because there's nothing else that is standing in the way. You know, if we can't say that, then there's something we're still hanging on to, you know, something that we're still caught up in ourselves with, and we're not walking according to the way of Christ. You know, that's the part that needs to change. Anything that in us that is not in union with our Lord needs to go. You know, it's a hard thing, but it's the best thing because in Christ there is no darkness, but only light. You know, and if there is something that we're hanging on to that's not of God, then we're still walking in darkness and still caught up in ourselves. You know, our Lord, we know, doesn't want us caught up in ourselves. He wants us to be caught up in Him so that in this life we prepare ourselves for eternity where we can be caught up in Jesus Christ perfectly forever.